Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into something pretty cool?
I am.
Awesome. So we're tackling the explorer's mindset today.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people hear that and think about, you know, like
Right.
actual explorers, like going out and discovering new lands.
Yeah.
But we're going a bit deeper.
Yeah, a little bit deeper.
We're talking about how to apply this mindset to everyday life.
Absolutely.
We've got a summary of Francis Shenstone's book to guide us. It's called The Explorer's Mindset. Embracing Curiosity, Adaptability, and Resilience for Growth.
Great book.
It is. Published just this year, 2023. And we've also got some other cool resources and insights to kind of round things out.
Sounds good.
So yeah. What stood out to you from Shenstone's book?
Well, one thing that really struck me was how Shenstone breaks down this mindset into like these core pillars, you know.
Yeah.
He talks about curiosity, resilience, adaptability, navigating uncertainty.
Yeah.
And then this really cool idea of a commitment to lifelong growth.
I like that because it gives you a framework, right?
Exactly.
Because sometimes I read these self-help type books and I'm like, okay, this is great.
Yeah.
But how do I actually like put this into practice?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So let's start with curiosity.
Yeah. Curiosity. I think that's like the engine, right?
Yeah.
It's the fuel.
Yeah.
What drives explorers to venture into the unknown.
Yeah. And in the book, there's this quote that I love. Yeah. It says, when we stop seeking answers, we cease to grow.
Well, that's good.
And it's so true, right? Like,
yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in routines and just stop asking questions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just kind of go on autopilot.
Absolutely. And Shenstone really challenges us to, like, reactivate that childlike sense of wonder, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah.
To look at the world with fresh eyes.
So how do we do that? Like, how do we actually cultivate more curiosity in our daily lives?
He has some really practical suggestions. Like, he suggests treating every experience as an opportunity to learn something new, even if it's something as simple as, like, walking down a different street
yeah.
or talking to a stranger. You know?
Mm-hmm. So it's about actively seeking out those aha moments.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not just going through the motions.
Absolutely.
I like that. Now, of course, explorers face setbacks, right?
Of course.
It's not all smooth sailing.
Right.
That's where resilience comes in.
Absolutely.
In Shenstone, he has a really interesting perspective on resilience.
Yeah.
He says it's not just about bouncing back from those setbacks. It's about looking at them as experiments.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Experiments, yeah.
Like, what can you learn from this?
Right.
How can you adjust your approach the next time?
It's like that Thomas Edison quote, right?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work.
Exactly. Yeah. You're turning those failures into data points.
Yeah, I love that.
So I guess the question for our listeners is, think about a time you struggled with something.
Yeah.
Did you see it as a setback or a chance to learn?
That's a good question to ask yourself.
It's a total shift in perspective, isn't it?
Yeah.
To see those tough moments as stepping stones instead of roadblocks.
Yeah.
Speaking of explorers navigating uncharted lands,
right.
It makes me think about how important adaptability is in our own lives.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I used to really struggle with adaptability.
Yeah.
I liked having a plan. And if anything deviated from that plan, I would freak out.
Oh, yeah.
But then I realized that life rarely goes according to plan.
Right.
So you got to roll with the punches.
You got to be able to adapt.
Exactly.
Shenstone actually talks about cognitive flexibility, you know?
Yeah.
That ability to shift your mental frameworks
yeah.
to meet new challenges.
So it's like those explorers adjusting their sails to catch the wind.
Exactly.
Or changing their course when they encounter a storm.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So how can we be more like those explorers and become more adaptable in our own lives?
Well, he suggests that we should be open to new information. You know,
yeah.
And be willing to change course when necessary.
Yeah.
He even suggests that we should regularly challenge our own assumptions and biases.
Oh, wow.
You know,
that's a tough one.
Yeah. Like, ask yourself, what if I'm wrong about this?
Yeah.
You know,
that would force you to be adaptable.
Absolutely.
It's like actively seeking out different perspectives to broaden your own viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've talked about curiosity, resilience, adaptability.
Right.
What's next on this journey of the explorer's mindset?
This is where it gets really interesting. Embracing uncertainty.
Uncertainty.
Yeah, a lot of people shy away from the unknown.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
But Shenstone argues that it's the gateway to to truly remarkable discoveries.
Yeah, it's like that feeling of stepping off the edge of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
It's a bit scary, but it can also be incredibly exhilarating.
Exactly, yeah.
It's like those explorers setting off into uncharted territory.
Yeah.
They didn't have Google Maps or GPS. They embraced the unknown and let it lead them to those new discoveries.
Absolutely.
That takes a lot of courage, doesn't it?
It does.
To step into the void without knowing what you'll find?
It does, but the rewards can be immense.
Yeah.
You know, it's often in those moments of uncertainty that we experience the most growth.
I'm starting to feel a little more adventurous just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So how do we actually embrace uncertainty in our own lives?
Well, it starts with small steps, you know? Like, instead of avoiding situations that make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Try leaning into them a little bit.
Okay.
You know, take on a new challenge at work.
Mm-hmm.
Try a hobby that seems a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Or even just, you know, strike up a conversation with someone you wouldn't normally talk to.
So it's about intentionally putting ourselves in situations where we don't have all the answers.
Exactly.
Yeah. And by doing that, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities.
Absolutely.
That we might have missed otherwise. So we're reframing uncertainty as an opportunity instead of a threat.
I love that.
Now, Shenstone also emphasizes that this explorer's mindset.
Yeah.
It's not just a one-time thing. It's
right.
A commitment to lifelong growth.
It's a journey.
It's a journey, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like those explorers who never stop asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
They never stop seeking out new experiences.
They see life as a continuous journey of discovery.
Exactly. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We talked about curiosity, resilience, adaptability, embracing uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we actually turn all of these concepts into tangible actions?
Well, that's what we're going to be talking about next time. You know,
okay.
Shenstone provides a really helpful practical applications table.
Oh, cool.
In his book that we're going to unpack.
Okay.
But first, I want to hear from you, the listener.
Yeah.
What stands out to you so far about this explorer's mindset?
Yeah. What are you thinking?
What are your initial thoughts?
Let us know.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you.
It's awesome.
It is fascinating how Shenstone takes like these abstract ideas.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And gives us like actual advice, practical stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's dive into that practical applications table.
Okay.
He provides in the
book. Okay. Give me an example.
Okay. So for embracing curiosity.
Yeah.
He suggests approaching new experiences with a beginner's mind.
A beginner's mind.
Yeah, you know, like
yeah.
Letting go of preconceived notions
yeah.
And just approaching things with fresh eyes, like a child.
Yeah, so it's not just about trying new things.
Right.
But it's about how we approach those new things.
Exactly.
I like that.
It's a subtle shift.
Yeah.
But it can make a big difference.
Yeah. Okay, what about resilience?
Okay, for resilience,
yeah.
He recommends reframing, you know, challenging situations
yeah.
as opportunities for growth.
Okay.
So instead of getting bogged down by the problem,
mm-hmm.
ask yourself, you know, what can I learn from this?
Yeah.
How can I use this experience to become stronger?
So it's that idea of like, yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Right, exactly.
But it's not just about surviving.
Yeah.
It's about actually learning from those tough experiences.
Exactly.
Okay, what about adaptability?
Adaptability.
Yeah.
He emphasizes the importance of practicing flexibility in your thinking.
Okay.
You know, being open to new information,
mm-hmm.
different perspectives, even if they challenge your existing beliefs.
So it's not about just like changing your mind all the time.
Right.
But it's about being willing to like consider different viewpoints.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about navigating uncertainty.
Okay.
This is the one that I'm like kind of intrigued by, but also like
yeah.
a little scared of.
I understand. It can be daunting.
It can be.
Yeah, to step outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
But Shenstone offers this really interesting suggestion, and he says,
okay.
View uncertainty as a chance to experiment and explore different possibilities.
So instead of fearing the unknown,
yeah.
let's just embrace it.
Exactly.
As a chance to discover something new.
Yeah, like turn fear into fuel.
Yeah, I like that.
For exploration.
What are some concrete examples of how we can apply this?
Well, it could be as simple as, you know, trying a new route to work.
Yeah.
Or signing up for a class in a subject that you know nothing about.
Okay.
Or even just like initiating a conversation with someone you find intriguing.
So breaking free from those predictable routines.
Exactly.
And embracing that element of surprise.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we're training ourselves to be comfortable with discomfort.
Yeah, you could say that.
And by doing so, we might find that that discomfort actually leads to the most rewarding experiences.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about this last element of the practical applications table?
Okay.
This commit to lifelong growth.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, this one's all about making learning a continuous part of your life. You know, Shenstone really encourages us to schedule dedicated time for personal growth each week.
So it's not just something we do, like we have extra time.
Right, exactly.
It's about making it a priority.
Yeah, prioritize it.
What are some ways that we can schedule that in?
Well, it could be anything, you know, from reading books and articles to taking online courses, attending workshops.
Yeah.
You know, even just engaging in deep conversations with people who challenge your thinking.
So it's like building that mental gym routine.
Exactly, yeah.
You work out your mind just like you work out your body.
I love that analogy.
I'm curious, have you applied any of these principles in your own life?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I actually used Shenstone's framework to help me overcome a fear of public speaking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I used to get, like, incredibly nervous.
Yeah.
But I decided to, like, reframe it as an opportunity to practice adaptability and resilience.
Yeah.
So I started small, like, speaking up in meetings and then gradually took on bigger challenges.
That's amazing.
It's amazing how powerful these principles can be when you actually put them into practice.
Yeah, it's not just theoretical stuff.
No, not at all.
It can really make a difference.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about something that's often seen as the opposite of exploration.
Yeah.
Routine.
Routine, okay.
A lot of people see routine as boring or restrictive.
Yeah.
But do you think it's possible that routine can actually enhance the explorer's mindset?
That's a great question. And, you know, it might surprise you.
Okay.
But routine and exploration aren't necessarily at odds. In fact, a well-structured routine can actually free up, like, mental space and energy for more creative exploration.
So it's like having a solid foundation that allows you to then take more risks and explore new territories without feeling, like, completely unmoored.
Absolutely. Think of it like this. Explorers pack essential supplies before setting off on an expedition.
Right.
They need a map, a compass, food, water.
Yeah.
These are the basics.
Yeah.
That allow them to, like, focus on the journey ahead.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, a daily routine can provide a sense of stability and structure, allowing you to allocate more mental bandwidth to exploring new ideas, skills, and experiences.
Okay. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's not about eliminating routine altogether.
Right.
It's about creating a routine that supports your exploration goals.
Exactly.
So what are, like, some examples of how we can do that?
Well, it could be as simple as setting aside a specific time each day for reading or, you know, learning a new language.
Okay.
Or working on a creative project.
So building those, like, exploration muscles.
Yeah, yeah.
Day by day.
Yeah.
And I bet having that structure in place actually makes it easier to stick with it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
When something becomes part of your routine.
Yeah.
It becomes less about willpower and more about simply following the plan you've set for yourself.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to Shenstone's book for a moment.
Oh.
He talks about the importance of cultivating a growth mindset.
A growth mindset, yeah.
What does that mean in the context of the explorer's mindset?
Well, a growth mindset is the belief that your abilities and intelligence aren't fixed.
Okay.
But rather can be developed through effort and learning.
So it's not like you're just stuck with what you're born with.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can actually grow and develop.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's crucial for anyone who wants to embrace the explorer's mindset, you know?
Because if you think you're stuck at a certain level, you're probably less likely to take risks.
Absolutely.
And explore new things.
Yeah.
But with a growth mindset,
yeah.
you see those challenges as opportunities to learn and grow.
Yeah, even if you make mistakes along the way.
Exactly. Because failure is just feedback, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Shenstone actually suggests a really cool exercise for cultivating a growth mindset.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Keeping a learning journal.
A learning journal.
Tell me more about that.
So basically, you just dedicate a notebook or digital document to recording your learning experiences.
Okay.
So each time you encounter a new concept or learn a new skill or have an aha moment, write it down.
So it's like a record of our intellectual adventures.
Exactly. It's a way to, like, document your progress.
Yeah.
Celebrate your successes.
Yeah.
And reflect on the lessons you've learned along the way.
And you can look back on that and be like, wow, I've come a long way.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think I might start a learning journal myself.
I think you should.
Okay, as we're wrapping up this deep dive
Yeah.
into the explorer's mindset, I want to touch on one more important point.
Okay.
Community.
Community, okay.
Explorers often rely on like a team,
yeah,
a support system
right.
to help them navigate those uncharted territories. How does community play a role in this?
Well, you know, we often think of explorers as like solitary figures,
right?
You know, out there on their own.
Yeah.
But the reality is that even the most intrepid adventurers rely on a network of support.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's the same for us.
Yeah.
Having a community of like-minded individuals can be incredibly valuable on our own journeys of exploration and growth.
So it's not just about like venturing out on your own. It's about having people to share that journey with.
Absolutely.
To learn from, okay. To support us when we encounter challenges.
Exactly. Yeah.
It makes me think about how like masterminds and peer groups are becoming more and more popular.
Mm-hmm.
People are realizing they don't have to go it alone.
Absolutely.
You can tap into the collective wisdom and support of others.
Absolutely.
Who are on a similar path.
Yeah. There's a lot of research that shows that having a strong social support system is essential for well-being and resilience.
It's like that African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
So as we wrap up this exploration of the explorer's mindset,
yeah.
I think it's important to emphasize that it's not just about individual growth.
Right.
It's about creating a more curious,
yes.
resilient, and adaptable society as a whole.
I completely agree. You know,
yeah.
when individuals embrace this explorer's mindset,
yeah.
it creates this ripple effect that can transform communities, organizations, and even the world at large.
Because when people are empowered to question, explore, and innovate, it leads to those new discoveries, creative solutions, and just a more vibrant and dynamic world for everyone.
Absolutely.
So I guess the question is, are you ready to embark on this journey of exploration?
That's the question.
It really is, yeah.
And the cool thing is you don't have to be, like, you know,
right.
an actual explorer to have this mindset.
You don't need a passport full of stamps.
To be an explorer.
It's about how you approach the world around you.
Absolutely. It's about cultivating that sense of curiosity, embracing challenges, and being open to new experiences, no matter where you are in life.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to pose a question to you, the listener.
Okay.
What's one specific thing you're going to do differently after learning about this explorer's mindset?
Yeah. What's one small step you can take today?
It could be small. It could be big.
Yeah. It could be something as simple as striking up a conversation with a stranger, or it could be something bigger, like finally taking that leap of faith that you've been putting off.
And remember, you know, this journey of exploration, it's not always easy.
No, it's not a straight line.
No.
There'll be bumps along the road, moments of doubt, maybe even a few wrong turns.
Yeah, that's part of it.
But that's all part of the adventure.
It's like those explorers who, you know, face storms and treacherous terrain. They didn't give up. They adapted. They learned. And they kept moving forward.
They kept going,
And that's what we encourage you to do.
Just embrace those challenges. Learn from your mistakes.
And
never stop exploring.
We hope this deep dive has sparked a sense of adventure in you.
And given you some tools.
Yeah.
To navigate the uncharted territories.
It's your own life.
Of your own life.
Yeah. So go out there, explore, discover, and keep growing.
And let us know what you find.
Yes. We would love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the explorer's mindset.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been fun. We'll see you next time.
See you later.